Good evening, Patriots. I'm Praying Medic. It is Thursday, March 14th, and this is my Q broadcast that began with a Twitter thread on March 12th. Those of you who are following along at home, if you'd like to get a couple of websites that you can find Q drops, qmap.pub, qanon.pub, if you have an Android phone and you'd like to get notifications when Q is posting, you can get Q drops and Q alerts in the Play Store. Not available for iPhones right now. My theme for this broadcast is stay in the light. And we're going to look at Nate Kane and George Papadopoulos, two people that Q has warned recently to stay in the light. All right, so this was on day T-minus 7, which was March 12th. We are now at T-minus 5, because it's March 14th. Okay, we got this post from Q. I'll just read it to you. RR, in brackets, Rod Rosenstein, deposition this week. Rod Rosenstein, departure thereafter. And then we have Mueller, in brackets, report post-deposition of Rosenstein. So Q is saying that we should be getting the Mueller report after Rosenstein has his final deposition and leaves. Now, just to get you caught up to date, Q posted today, and that's in my next thread, and I'll try to get that video done as soon as possible, that Rosenstein's deposition is done. It's over. So we should be getting the Mueller report pretty soon. Then Q writes, Mueller, in brackets, sealed indictments installed in DC, in brackets, prior to Rosenstein loss of power. Sealed indictments, DC, blockade, last resort, installed post Sessions departure and Whitaker assumption. Sealed indictment count, DC, post Sessions departure. Sealed indictment count, DC, pre Whitaker assumption. Power of bar. Can a sealed indictment be pulled post filing? Mueller reports to bar, Bruce Orr, in brackets, deposition last week. Bruce Orr testimony dump thereafter. Bruce Orr departure thereafter. What other dumps are scheduled to occur? Think timing. Let me clear up some of these really quickly before we go. One of the advantages of waiting a few days to post these and do a video on them is that we have answers to a lot of this now. Today, Q has indicated that Mueller did actually place some indictments in DC courts against Ivanka Trump, Don Jr., and Jared Kushner as kind of a, I guess Q referred to it as a insurance policy to hold that over Trump, over President Trump. Q has also indicated that Barr pulled those indictments, got rid of them. And so we have an answer on that. Also, Q indicates Bruce Orr's deposition last week. Bruce Orr's testimony, the transcripts are coming out, and we're getting reports on that. And, of course, now we're finding out that Bruce Orr was a cooperating witness. And we've known that for a long time. You told us that last year. But that is just being reported in the news. So that is an update on that part. That's the first part of a long post. Here's the second part. Let me read this to you. Talking about Nancy Pelosi, she's in brackets as well. Did she pull her threat to impeach the president? Yes, she did. Effort to prevent D-class. Right. So Q has been telling us for a while that the president is holding the declassification of FISA docs as a weapon against Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, his enemies. Then there was a letter to POTUS from Pelosi and Schumer today. I'll show you that in a minute. What was the subject of the letter? Was the impeachment threat, this is Pelosi's threat, real? Or was it talking points to satisfy the loony left, sheep who do not think for themselves, base? Talking points meant to project outrage across America using fake news, blowhorn, to justify fake investigations and take in donor support. Impeachment requires facts. Impeachment requires a two-thirds vote in the Senate. Propaganda arm of the D party, fake news in brackets, is losing control of the narrative. The truth will always win. Transparency and equal justice under the law. Save America. Q. So this is Pelosi's statement. She said, I'm not for impeachment of Donald Trump. She knows that she can't get Trump impeached. She's just allowing people on the Democrat Party to use that rhetoric to stir up anti-Trump sentiment. They never really had a chance to do that, and I think she knows that. After the president submitted his budget proposal, which included $8.6 billion for a wall, Pelosi and Schumer issued a joint statement to Trump, warning him not to go down that road again. They don't want another government shutdown, and Trump just better knock that off because this ineffective and stupid wall idea needs to go away. Well, we know that the president will fund and continue building the wall with the military, but exposing the agenda of Pelosi and Schumer to prioritize illegal immigrants over citizens is important. Optics matter. All right, and something to bear in mind. A lot of people are screaming that the president needs to declassify the FISA docs. Declass, declass now, we gotta get this declassified. Well, declass is a weapon, and the president can only fire that weapon one time. Right now, declassification is being used as a lever to keep his enemies in check. Expending valuable ammunition before the optimal time is foolish, so I'm just suggesting people trust the plan. Trump and his people know what they're doing. All right, did Mueller intend to indict three of Donald Trump's family members, as reported in this article on the Gateway Pundit? It's a report saying that Mueller gave permission to indict Ivanka, Don Jr., and Jared Kushner. And the report goes on to say that William Barr, our new Attorney General, actually went along with that plan. Well, part of that may be true. Q did indicate, actually, that Mueller did intend to have indictments against those people, but Barr was not going to go along with this, and Q gets into that here in this next post. So there's a link to the article. Reread the drop. Mueller, in brackets, sealed indictments installed in D.C. prior to Rosenstein loss of power. Sealed indictments in D.C. blockade last resort installed post Sessions departure and Whitaker assumption. Sealed indictment count in D.C. post Sessions departure. Sealed indictment count in D.C. pre-Whitaker assumption. Was there a sudden increase in sealed indictments in D.C. courts at the changeover? I had no way of really looking into that. And then there's power of Barr. Can a sealed indictment be pulled post-filing? Yes, it can. Did the president just install a rogue attorney general who allows for the indictment of his children based on false pretenses? What was Barr's Senate vote? 54-45. Do unicorns exist? Q. Unicorns do not exist in reality, and Trump did not install a rogue attorney general who is going to allow his children to be indicted without cause. Clickbait is what that is. Okay. So this account, Cat, on Twitter, actually, we hate Trump because he can't do anything right. And if you haven't been to this website, it's whitehouse.gov, historic results of President Donald Trump's first 2 years in office, a list of things that the president has accomplished. Due to President Trump's pro-growth policies, real GDP has exceeded 3% over the last four quarters, first time that's been done, I think, since 2005. It grew at an annual rate of 3.4% in the third quarter of 2018 and 4.2% in the second quarter. More than 5 million new jobs have been created since Trump took office. Unemployment remains below 4%. This is the eighth time this year unemployment rate has been below 4%. Prior to this year, the unemployment rate had fallen below 4% only five times since 1970. Unemployment rate for African Americans in May, last May, fell to 5.9%, which is the lowest on record. Asian and Hispanic American unemployment rates have reached record lows this year as well. This is last year. And it goes on to list all the accomplishments of the president. So why do people think Trump can't do anything right? Well, 4-6% are brainwashed and will never wake up even when presented with the facts. That is a sad reality. Q posted this, the link to that article about President Trump's accomplishments. Memes, 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 and more memes. Wake up, America. Facts matter. Save America. United, not divided. Where we go one, we go all. Q. I post a lot of memes on Twitter for that very reason. Memes have a way of reaching people that conversations don't. You can post a meme and you don't have to say anything to the person. The meme sits there in their brain and they might sometimes think about it. All right, George Papadopoulos retweeted a photo of him and his wife, Simona, walking to Congress to testify before the Senate Intel Committee. This was on March 11th. Also, last October, the House Intel Committee authorized the release of 53 transcripts of people who testified about interference in the 2016 election. All transcripts have not yet been released. FBI agent Michael Gaeta's testimony is on the list of transcripts to be released. Q linked to George Papadopoulos' tweet and an article in the Epoch Times about Michael Gaeta's transcript and the 53 transcripts slated for release, this article here. And Q says, gives a number, the first Papadopoulos tweet is number one. The article about Gaeta's FBI, his testimony is number two. Q writes, one equals two, Q. So I have been thinking about this. What does Q mean when he says one equals two? This equals this. Papadopoulos's tweet and Gaeta's testimony, they're connected somehow. I'm not exactly sure how they're connected, but we're going to find out very soon. So George Papadopoulos tweeted out today that he is going to drop some information about Joseph Mifsud. And we are just getting a lot of data points right now. I can't tell you how all these data points are connected, but I think it's important to just take this information, realize it's just data, it's information right now. Q is going to help us connect all these puzzle pieces when the information is all out there. So just bear with me for a few minutes while I walk through some data points. All right, Michael Gaeta, and then Q posted this, Michael Gaeta, FBI, Rome, Q. Gaeta served as FBI's legal assistant, legal attaché to the U.S. Embassy in Rome. Papadopoulos worked in London, both before the time that Lisa Page and Peter Strzok were there in London, and also afterward. So we're going to look at that. If you go to Papadopoulos' LinkedIn profile, you'll see that in February of 2016, after he worked briefly for Ben Carson, he took a job at the London Center of International Law and Practice, and also Maltese professor Joseph Mifsud was working at the same location, the London Center for Law and International Practice, same time. This is according to a Rolling Stone magazine article. A lot of reports that Mifsud was connected to Russian players. I think that is disinformation. He's not really that well connected to people in Russia. He is heavily connected to people in British intelligence. And if you want to read a very informative article, that is going to be, I think this information is going to become much more important as we move forward. This is on disobedientmedia.com. All Russiagate roads lead to London. Check out that article. It'll help you connect some dots. Okay, speaking of London, we know that Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, and other Spygate conspirators, Andrew McCabe, and other people were in London. We know Strzok and Page. I'm not sure who the other ones were. In December of 2015, we kind of got confirmation from Q that the people in this picture taken in London in December of 2015, Lisa Page, and probably Peter Strzok. So we've talked about that before. Simona, Papadopoulos' wife, she was not his wife at this time. This is in January 6th of 2016, posted a photo of herself with the Roosevelt Churchill sculpture in London. This is January 6th, a couple of weeks after Page and Strzok were in London. All right. Also, going back to Papadopoulos, if you go back to his LinkedIn profile, he actually worked at the as an oil and gas consultant for Energy Stream, and this was from September 2015 to December 2015. So he was in London at the same time, roughly, that Strzok and Page were in London. Okay, we're just putting together all these little pieces here. All right. This is a September 2018 article from Epoch Times. It connects some dots on the relationship between FBI agent Michael Gaeta, who is the attaché in Rome, and Christopher Steele, who helped the FBI and, in specific, Gaeta, with their investigation of the FIFA corruption scandal in 2010. That is how far back Michael Gaeta and Christopher Steele go. Actually, there's more. Get to that. So in 2009, Christopher Steele had just retired from MI6. That same year, he met Glenn Simpson, who had just quit his job for the Wall Street Journal and started up an opposition research company called Fusion GPS. So Christopher Steele and Glenn Simpson have known each other for 10 years. And this article, this is on The Guardian, says that when Simpson and Steele met, they realized they had a lot of the same FBI people in common that they knew. All right, so Gaeta, who is the FBI attaché in Rome, Steele and Glenn Simpson, seems like they've all known each other for a long time. All right. In June of 2016, this is just before the election, presidential election, Steele flew to Rome to meet with, and this says, the FBI agent he'd worked with on the FIFA case. It doesn't say specifically in this article who he met with, but Lisa Page had previously testified that Gaeta was Steele's handler. And this article does say Gaeta later met with Steele in London. All right, so this is June. Also, according to this Breitbart article, Steele met again with Gaeta in Rome on July 5th. That trip was authorized by State Department's Victoria Nuland. Then going back to this article from Epoch Times, Gaeta also met with Steele in September of 2016. So there were three meetings that summer and into fall between Gaeta and Steele. All right. Lastly, we have this tweet from Paul Sperry, who said, Bill Priestap, Peter Strzok's boss, he was head of counterintelligence at FBI, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Andrew McCabe, Michael Gaeta, FBI agent from Rome, all traveled to London during the campaign of 2016. John Brennan also made trips there. Congressional oversight demands a full accounting of who they met with, whether British intelligence also spied on Page and other citizens. Okay, so there's all these people who have connections to London. And I think at some point in the future, this is all going to become more clear. Right now, I just want to give you information so that when we go forward, you'll understand where all these connections come from. This is a very confusing issue, but I think if we tackle it a little bit at a time, it'll be less confusing as time goes on. Okay, so Q posted a link to George Papadopoulos's tweet and said, "Rat bait, stay in the light." Q, this was on March 2nd. All right. So then Nate Kane, who is a whistleblower regarding the Clinton Foundation, he posted this on Twitter. "Some very suspicious things have taken place today concerning my family. I can't get into detail, but it left us all more than a little disturbed. Please pray for us and for our protection. For the public record, I am not suicidal. I'm in good health, and I avoid risky behavior." That was published on March 11th. Q posted a link to Nate's status and said, "Stay in the light. Remain in open communications with Senator Graham and Chuck Grassley regarding Whistleblower Protection Act. They will take your phone calls, Q." So these people are in danger because they are whistleblowers and they're trying to have the truth come out. Just as a side note, Nate responded after we all went on his Twitter timeline and said we were praying for him. I don't know who Q is, but I'm grateful for him. I put out a request for prayer. He dropped it on 8chan, and next thing you know, tens of thousands of people are praying for me and my family. That was on the 12th. Later that morning, Nate posted this on Twitter. Thank you for the outpouring of prayer and encouraging words. It has helped us feel much more at ease, knowing so many have our backs in prayer. Where we go one, we go all. The battle our country is in is a spiritual one. God is our deliverer. Pray for justice. Pray for revival. Great awakening. All right. That is all I have for this update.